skies and 76 degrees.
Hey! Psst.
What?
You look like an intelligent, sophisticated, discerning young fella.
Who, me?
Yeah, follow me. Oh boy, are you in for some fun?
Minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Craig Adams, along with Matt Douglas and Bruce Van Dyke. This is the morning show on AM 930 WEOL. Little Elyria High School marching band music as we get ready to kick off the United Way's campaign this, next week. And in studio now, Ryan Aroney from the United Way. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about the kickoff. Now, this year, the Elyria High School Marching Band will not be there, but you've got somebody else lined up.
We do. We're very excited to have the Midview High School Marching Band live and in person at Mike Bass Ford for our campaign kickoff, which will be next Friday, August 19th. We've typically themed our kickoff event right around with the start of high school football, and this time of year, the sense of community that you get from hearing those bands and seeing the kids get out there and play high school football on Friday nights really goes hand in hand with the sense of community that you get from supporting United Way and bringing all of our volunteers and donors and advocates together to really have that rally to start our campaign kickoff. So having the band out there has just been a blast and a lot of fun and a perfect fit.
So what happens at the kickoff? What will happen next Friday, not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow at Mike Bass Ford?
It's a lot of fun. We have a free lunch. The community is invited to come on out. We have a tailgate. We have the grills going. The Mike Bass Ford staff will cook the hamburgers and hot dogs for us. We have a lot of side dishes and different opportunities to enjoy that free lunch. But also we have a lot of activities and interactive stations. So all of our community collaboratives, these groups that are out doing such tremendous work in the community, will each have a booth with a fun interactive activity for guests to stop by and check out and really get a sense of what those collaboratives are doing in the community. And for each station that you stop by and interact with, you get an opportunity to be entered into a raffle, and we have tremendous prizes to give away for free for people. So really, it's a free lunch. It's 11:30 to 1 o'clock at Mike Bass Ford, and it's an opportunity to learn more about what United Way is doing in the community and see where those donations are going and how people are being impacted.
So if somebody says there is no such thing as a free lunch, you can tell them, yes, there is.
There is, and it's really, truly because of a lot of great support in the community. And so Mike Bass Ford, number one, the staff there, Jim Bass especially, have been tremendously supportive in sponsoring the event. But also we have many, many, many other companies throughout Lorain County who donate to make this a free event for the community.
We've had the honor of broadcasting live from the event the past couple of years. We'll be there again a week from tomorrow. And one thing I've noticed, certainly in recent years, is that you bring in a lot of mascots from different sports teams. What's the lineup this year?
We do. So we're still working on it. We have learned of different organizations throughout the years that have mascots that we didn't always know about before. And so we're still working on it, and we have hopefully a very popular surprise lined up for folks if they are able to make it out.
Now, anybody can come out, right?
Sure, yes.
Anybody
totally
can come. Do they just show up? Would it be a good idea for them to call ahead? What do you recommend?
Yeah, we prefer that they register. So if you go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, you'll see the link to register. It's completely free. Just helps us kind of get an idea of who's coming and how many lunches we need to prepare. But ultimately, if people show up, we're not turning them away. It's free, it's open, and we'd love to have everybody.
Ryan Aroney is our guest today in studio from the United Way. Excuse me, of Greater Lorain County. And Ryan, that's a week from tomorrow, but tomorrow you've got something very special going on at All Pro Freight Stadium.
We do. So tomorrow we have a fill the bus at All Pro Freight Stadium prior to the Crusher 705 game. So we'll have a bus there starting about 6 o'clock. As people are making their way into the game, they can drop off school supplies to help us fill that bus. And those school supplies will actually be distributed through the Educational Service Center to all of the school districts in Lorain County. So we've partnered with the ESC and the schools to make sure that those supplies are going directly to where they are needed most in getting into the hands of the students who most need them. So again, from 6 o'clock until about 7:30. So as people are making their way into the game, 7:05 start. If they drop off school supplies, we'll be there. And anybody who makes a donation tomorrow will actually receive a voucher good to get free tickets to any future Crushers game for the rest of the season. So a nice little payoff for helping out a lot of kids here in Lorain County.
Very nice. That's tomorrow night outside All-Pro Freight Stadium, right by the little cul-de-sac, I guess you'd describe.
Right there. Yeah, just before. Basically outside the main gate, we'll be there with the bus.
Now, where's the bus from?
You know, I'm not sure. We've partnered through the ESC in past years. It's been Midview. In other years, it's been Sheffield Lake. So I'm not entirely sure, but probably one of those.
But again, the supplies go across the county.
They do.
And typical things. Pen, paper, pencils, things like that.
Exactly. As you said, pens, papers, pencils, crayons, notebooks, index cards, backpacks, hand sanitizer, tissues. There are a lot of different types of things that people need. So anything that people can do to help out is needed and appreciated. And again, anybody who's able to make a donation will get a voucher good for a ticket to any remaining 2016 Crushers game.
So that'll be tomorrow night outside All-Pro Freight Stadium. And again, 1 week from tomorrow, the United Way of Greater Lorain County kickoff at Mike Bass Ford, a luncheon event. But then in September, you just continue on with the work.
We do. So September is our week of caring. So September 10th through the 17th, we'll have an entire week of multiple volunteer projects that will be held throughout Greater Lorain County. And we'll have these sign-up opportunities on our website very soon. We actually work with some of our corporate partners on this, and they kind of get the exclusive window to sign up first, and then it goes open to the public. So very soon we'll have the open to the public link on our website. These projects, there'll be more than one every day, Saturday through the following Saturday, September 10th through 17th. We do things like work at the food bank, and we fix up sheds and houses. We do painting. We do landscaping. We put together hygiene kits. We, you name it, we do it, all to advance the work of not only our collaboratives, but other great, worthy agencies in Lorain County.
And if somebody would like to become a volunteer for that week of caring or learn more about the kickoff, what can they do?
Visit our website, uwlorainecounty.org. We always welcome phone calls as well, 277-6530. We can get you registered for the kickoff, and we can get you all the information on volunteering, not only at the Week of Caring, but throughout the year.
Very good. We will see you 1 week from tomorrow, broadcasting live from Mike Bass Ford for the United Way kickoff. And then, of course, the Week of Caring coming up in September. And let's not forget, tomorrow night, your chance to build a bus outside All-Pro Freight Stadium.